I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Since 2019, A Baller's Cause has utilized its love of basketball to create initiatives helping Filipino communities domestically as well as internationally. The nonprofit organization's base is in the Bathurst and Wilson area, known as Little Manila, for its large Filipino population. Forming a partnership with the local parish, Our Lady of Assumption, and its priest, Father Ben, the organization continues to help the Home of God's Mercy and Compassion Orphanage in the Philippines with financial and clothing donations. Today, Dominic Balasta and Patrick Sinclair, two of the founding team members, discuss the origins of A Baller's Cause, the role of basketball in their initiatives, and the organization's plans for the future.
Well, originally we started out with a group of our friends. We all kind of grew up together. We went to the same high schools for the most part. And we felt that there was a need within our community, especially in the Bathurst-Wilson community, which is kind of known as Little Manila. We figured there was a need for like grassroots programming for basketball, because a lot of the kids in the area just didn't have, you know, they had consistent access to basketball programs and whatnot. So we figured that was a need for us to fulfill. And at the same time as well, Dom and I were connected with our church at Our Lady of Assumption.
Yeah.
And we had a connection through our pastor there. And so he has an orphanage back in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, our connection with Father Ben, I'm not sure if you want me to spell his name, but, like, it's Father Ben Epkes. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a pretty good relationship because we attend the church. We went to choir, altar serving at that church. So, yeah. We already had that relationship born with him. So, yeah, like, we knew he had an orphanage he just recently built back home, which is the HGMC. And then we just thought, oh, why not? Let's just do a fundraiser and a basketball tournament at Marshall, which is the high school we went to. So that's kind of like how we first started, just a group of friends that kind of saw like the need in our neighborhood and back home, and we just wanted to do something like better and good for the people that we know had like issues and struggling within society. So that's kind of like how we first formed and how we kind of first started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And essentially, like, from essentially building that bond with like Father Ben and the orphanage, we kind of started doing more events where we do shoe collections and whatnot. We'd send the shoes out over to the Philippines. So yeah, that's kind of like, we're kind of trying to have a presence here in Toronto as well as in the Philippines as well.
Dominic and Patrick explain how basketball became formative to their initiatives. The love of the sport was like a universal language for Filipinos, and the organization says it helped foster connections.
Well, like, the biggest thing is we like to claim, like, basketball is our medium, which is a play on Marshall McLuhan's. So Marshall McLuhan's saying is faith is our medium. So we kind of twisted it in our way with basketball as our medium, because, like, with Filipinos, it's a pretty much a universal language with basketball. So it's a form of a language that we can always connect with people from different dialects, parts of the world, different parts of, like, Philippines. And even in the city, like, if you see basketball, it's something that's easily relatable. And it's within like our friend group. It's something we all like love.
Yeah.
So that's why we chose basketball as our form of like charity work and expression.
Yeah.
Because it's just something we can easily relate to and know we can easily relate to other people with. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Yeah, definitely. Like we kind of just figured like basketball is a good form of like it's an instrument of social change. We figured that we can bring it towards like not only kids in our community but elsewhere, especially in the Philippines. Like in the Philippines, they're crazy about basketball over there. So we figured like it's something that we all share in common. So we figured that's something we can bring forward to the world.
One of their major projects during the COVID-19 lockdowns is the Sapatos Initiative. Numerous pairs of shoes were collected and sent to the Home of God's Mercy and Compassion Orphanage and its surrounding areas. Sapatos is the Filipino Tagalog dialect word for shoes.
Yeah, so essentially like we actually, Dom and I did a little shoe drive a couple of years back before ABC was ever being formed.
Like, yeah.
And essentially, like, we kind of built a relationship with Father Ben through that experience. And then we figured back in December with COVID going on, and we never really had any opportunities to gather and run any sort of events. So we just figured, like, you know what, this is the least we can do. We can sort of, you know, gather as much shoes as we could, pack them up in sort of like these door-to-door boxes, and send them back home. And so essentially, like, what was going on in the Philippines at the time was there was a big sort of typhoon that hit probably about a month prior to us sending the boxes. So we figured, like, it was a good opportunity to send it out and whatnot, and, you know, provide for their needs and stuff.
Yeah, and then building on what Patty said, like, because of COVID, we can't hold any in-person events or any large gatherings, especially that early into COVID. So we thought, like, the best way to minimize contact was collecting shoes. And it's like another form of something that, like, a lot of people can relate to is shoes. So building back on the basketball, like, is our medium. Basketball shoes is very important to the sport. So obviously, if kids, especially back home in the Philippines, most of them play in chinelas. So, you know, if you can provide them shoes, it just makes the experience better. So at least, like, with like continuing on our basketball is our medium, like, the shoes is another part of that kind of drive towards, like, helping kids have a better opportunity, especially back home. So
definitely.
And we do have a pretty strong, like, I guess, relationship with a lot of the people in the basketball realm, so we knew that we could definitely get some, like, donations from a lot of our friends, which turned out to be like 10 balak buy-in boxes. And I think after, like, counting,
it was like 500 of them.
Well, 500 pairs of shoes, and it was hectic because some of them we had to, like, not, like, we couldn't give all of them, because some of them we had to, like,
some of them we just had to,
we couldn't send those, but but yeah, like, that's kind of, like, with the Zapatos initiative, that's kind of what we
Exactly. And, like, another thing to do that we had to sort of, like, a barrier we had to overcome with it was sending the boxes was not cheap. Especially sending it, like, through COVID and whatnot and everything that was going on. So essentially what we decided to do was sell t-shirts in order to raise enough money to send the boxes over there. So we have a few more team members, and one of them is named PJ Palakpak, and the other one is Jomar Lafrades. And they helped us make these shirts, essentially ABC Zapatos Initiative themed shirts, which we raised some money from, and then we just used the money that we raised from that to send the boxes over there.
Despite the absence of in-person events, the organization gained significant support from its network through social media. Each initiative was met with enthusiasm and contributions.
I think, like, our network probably comes from the type of people we are. Like, I don't even want to, like, kind of toot our own horns. We've always been kind of those people that just were always good with a lot of people. We also played basketball as kids, so that kind of helped. And we both, like, even in high school, me, Patrick, PJ, we're in, like, leadership programs. So we went to Camp Olympia. We're part of, like, the core team. We did a lot of leadership initiatives already in high school. So our background in kind of doing community outreach and stuff in high school kind of helped us create the kind of network of friends and people who are also willing to help. And I think it's also just goes to show the type of, like, people that live in our society now, like, especially people our age. There's a lot of people who are actually really, really willing to help. And this kind of proves is an example of, like, the help that we can get from just people who see it on social media, because there's also a lot of people we've never met that
they were down,
like, and especially with, like, the Filipino basketball community, there's a lot of people we also never met, and they were just like, hey, like, you guys are going to be the future of, like, the Filipino Canadian community in basketball. Like, we need you guys are kind of pushing for a change to change that mindset of being selfish and being egotistical. Like, you guys are being more caring and loving, and that's something, like, we've always tried to be, like, at our core, is just be more, like, family friendly oriented, caring and loving type of people. And I think that kind of just, like, pours out into, like, the type of network we have, and like, we kind of manifest the type of people we want around us. And I think that's the reflection of, like, the kind of, I guess, following we have on social media.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely been an outpouring of support that we didn't even expect, but we always sort of felt that within, especially the second generation Filipinos, like, the people who have grown up here, there was always that sense of, like, desire to give, but there was never really a specific sort of, like, organization that we said, hey, like, yeah, we can donate so-and-so dollars or whatever kind of resources to those people. So we just figured, like, there was a need for it, and we just decided, like, we Why should not? Provide that.
Among their supporters and partners is Throne Barbershop, a fixture in Toronto's barber scene and a well-known community hub with second-generation Filipinos. Throne Barber Brian Duran is also a team member of A Baller's Cause.
Yeah, so, like, we also have another team member named Brian Duran.
Yeah, it's five of us, pretty much.
And so, essentially, like, he was our connection with Throne Barbershop. And essentially, like when we had our first event back in November 2019, we had a sort of like a basketball tournament and whatnot. We had Throne Barbershop come out there and show some support, and they just cut some people's hair. It was great. So it was really good too, because we also understood that Throne Barbershop was a staple within the Filipino Canadian community, especially second generation. And we just figured, you know, it was great that we were able to have a resource in them to effect change in the neighborhood as well. And also, you know, as well, they'd be able to work together. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I think like the connection we have with Throne goes to speak with the type of people they are as well. Like, I think just reiterating like the idea of like manifesting and surrounding yourself with like-minded people. With Brian, like we kind of grew up with him as well. So we've always known he was very compassionate and caring. So with Throne and Josh being willing to help us out, especially with that, the first tournament we held, it just helped us a lot with reaching out to like even more older generations, because like Throne, they're pretty much like a generation of Filipinos that's like from 92 to like 97, and like those are like
the guys, younger guys, yeah
like those part, yeah. Well, they're a little older than us, but they're reaching out like a different generation of people that are Filipinos and people that like you want to also get involved with us. So that's kind of like how our connection is with Throne.
Sure.
Their most recent event was a basketball clinic hosted for kids living in the Bathurst and Wilson area. The event was organized to give kids who normally would not be afforded the chance to attend summer basketball camps an equal opportunity. The organization sold t-shirts as part of its fundraiser for the clinic.
So with the challenges of COVID, we typically would want a much more larger event, but obviously we can't do that. So what we decided to do was operate in a two cohort system. So we're trying to have like at least 15 to 20 kids participating, and we would split them up in two different groups. So 10 for each with one trainer, or sorry, two trainers per each set of children. With the way we're operating, we also have like, I think majority of us like the team is either fully vaccinated and also or one dose. So we're also trying to make sure there's those precautions being upheld. And we're also like making sure that with what we're doing is not going to be like, what's the word called? Like putting anyone in
at risk.
So we're holding it outdoors in the community. So we're not going to be in any confined spaces. And we're obviously going to enforce like the mask policy and the 2 feet. If you're like not in a, sorry,
same
enforce. Outfit. Yeah. If you're not like, if they're too close, then we want to make sure we can enforce that.
Definitely.
The biggest thing was we wanted to make some form of event happen, because it's been so long since we've done anything with the community. And with COVID, we just wanted to like follow as much as we can and host something outdoors.
For sure. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to add to that as well is like, we figured that our target group of kids that we wanted to bring out were kids who wouldn't normally be able to attend camps. Whatever it be through, you know, a lack of opportunity and whatnot. So that was our main target. And especially within the Bathurst Wilson community, we figured that was a need for it. Another thing to add to it as well is we figured that in order for the kids to be able to, you know, keep practicing, keep playing, went on after the camp, we decided to do sort of a donation thing of basketball. So essentially we're going to get 10 to 15 basketballs, depending on how many kids we had.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give them to the kids. And essentially to be able to raise the funds to get the basketballs, we decided to sell these shirts that we're wearing right now, as a matter of fact. So
just haven't released the information
yet. Exactly. So we've just figured like with the constraints that we've been presented with COVID and whatnot, we just figured like this is something we could, you know, do for the community
try our best. Better to try than not do anything. Yeah. So
for the future, Dominic and Patrick hope to officially register a Ballers Cause as a nonprofit organization with the Canadian government and expand their team and their reach to other communities in need.
For short-term goals, it's hard to really say with COVID, but we really do want to host more events and more future fundraisers for the community within our neighborhood and within the community for HGMC back home. But like for long-term goals, is we really want to start to establish ourselves and officially register as a nonprofit organization with the Canadian government, because it's a very long process to get into that kind of realm. And then it really like expand our outreach and team, because that like that at the end of the day, we're not doing it for ourselves or any like type of fame or whatever. We're just doing it to help. And we just think it's genuinely fun to help out people who don't have the opportunity to participate in these kind of things. Yeah, so yeah, we really want to expand like the organization and the type of communities we're reaching, both like in the city, because we don't want to just be located in Little Manila, because we know there's a huge Filipino community in Scarborough.
Yeah, elsewhere,
there's even like Mississauga.
Yeah.
And then back home in the Philippines, we do have more connections, not to just like Ormoc City. But yeah, like for at least with the long-term goals, if you want to expand and become bigger. And I don't know if you want to add anything.
Yeah, definitely. Like yeah, for sure. Like, especially when it comes to building strong relationships with people outside of our realm that we're exposed to right now is definitely a big sort of goal of ours. I think at the end of the day, like what Dom is saying, we want to bring impact, and we figure that, you know, we start with our own circle and we want to branch out. Mm-hmm. I think definitely a big one we want to, aside from like becoming a registered nonprofit, is definitely building a bigger presence in the Philippines as well, in terms of like grassroots, you know, exposure to basketball and whatnot. I figured like a big reason why we kind of started this as well is we're trying to expose kids to things that we didn't necessarily have access to when we were younger. So we just figured, you know what, like we've been fortunate enough to be able to grow up and experience different sort of like experiences in leadership wise and athletic experiences. So we just figured that's something that the community could use, and we just want to build from there and expand our relationships for sure.
And it helps that like all these kids know who we are.
Yeah.
And it's, and with having that type of relationship, it just builds a stronger sense of confidence in these kids. And that's, I guess, something we don't really try to add. Like, it's not something we really advertise, but it's like also building like real relationships and having these kids build confidence and different things that can help them grow to become a better person. Because at the end of the day, like we're providing like resources to kids who are less fortunate. And we don't want that to be like a thing that like is reoccurring, you know, it's just like, it's just less fortunate. No, we want to help these kids break through that barrier and become more fortunate. Exactly, so that they're not in those positions. So that's kind of like an underlining thing with ABC is like strong relationships and a better community and just more confident and better future leaders. Because next up, we don't know who's gonna be next, right? And we want to be able to like help become leaders and inspirations to the future generation to help, you know, those who won't be in that better position.
I think we can agree on that too. It's like, we're our first of like, that we've known that's doing this. Like, we never really had anyone growing up that was doing what we're doing right now. So to be able to do this and have the skills that we do to be able to provide it, we're very lucky to do so. So we just figured like what Dom says, like kind of start a spark within the community, and hopefully someone else can carry the torch further down the road.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.